From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Miami-Dade County opened up its parks yesterday for the first time in 6 weeks. That included marinas, which provide a gateway to some of the busiest waters in Florida. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us what she found when she visited two marinas.
In many ways, Wednesday's opening was just like any other day at the marina.
I'm going with my family, my daughter and my granddaughter and my brother, son-in-law. One day relaxing in the ocean.
That's Philip Camacho. And there's always that one guy who can't get his boat centered on his trailer and out of the water. But there were also warning signs everywhere that this was not a typical day.
Get up to your mast. Please go. Go.
Miami-Dade County Marine Patrol Sergeant James Barrett says police are patrolling by water and air. There was a heavy police presence at Crandon Park and Matheson Hammock, and Barrett wants people to remember that even on the water, social distancing rules apply.
Keep your face mask on, try to keep your distance. As you leave the marina, then take your face protection off. There's no anchoring on sandbars. People are sometimes confused with what is a sandbar. If you could stand in the water, you're on a sandbar.
He says spoil islands are also off limits, and so is rafting.
We get a lot of questions, well, that's my family, that's my cousin. You gotta be 50 feet away from the other boat, whether they're your relatives or not.
Wednesday was busier than a normal day, but not nearly as busy as a weekend. He expects that to change Sunday. For paddleboarder Fabio Kern, getting out on the water after being cooped up for a month was just what he needed.
It's just a little breather, right? It's just a little break on the whole quarantine thing.
Even if he was paddling while wearing a surgical mask. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And if you need more information about what's still closed and what's opening up in your community, please check out our coronavirus live updates. That's front and center on our homepage, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.